Questions 6 through 11. Listen to a lecture in a government class.
Today, we'll be talking about the city of Washington, D.C. First of all, let me give you a little background about its name. The original name of the city was Washington City. It was, of course, named after the first president of the United States, George Washington. In later years, the name was changed to the District of Columbia, and I'm sure you can all guess who Columbia was named after. Today, it's most commonly called Washington, D.C., where D.C. is the abbreviated form of District of Columbia. Now, before we go on, let me ask you a question. Can I see from a show of hands how many of you have ever been to Washington, D.C.? About half of you. Well, the half of you who've been there may have a bit to contribute to this discussion based on your experience there. There are two points that I'd like to make about Washington, D.C. First of all, this city is unusual in the United States because it's the only U.S. city that is not part of any state. Second of all, this city was the only U.S. city which, for quite some time, was not self-governing. Now, let's look at a map of Washington, D.C. as we discuss the first point. In the early years of the country, the Founding Fathers believed that the capital of the United States should not be part of any state. When a location was chosen for the capital city, two states, Maryland and Virginia, were asked to give up land for a capital city. You can see on the map that the District of Columbia was originally a square, with the Potomac River cutting through the square. The area to the northeast of the Potomac originally belonged to the state of Maryland, and the area to the southwest of the Potomac originally belonged to the state of Virginia. In the middle of the 19th century, the portion of the square that had previously belonged to Virginia, the portion to the southwest of the Potomac, was returned to the state of Virginia. Today, the District of Columbia is no longer a square. Instead, the District of Columbia is the portion of the square to the northeast of the Potomac. The second unusual point that I'd like to make about Washington, D.C. is that, for most of its history, it was not a self-governing city. When the city was established, it was decided that its government would be appointed by the President of the United States. The citizens of Washington, D.C. would not elect their own city government. In addition, the citizens of Washington, D.C. for quite some time had no representation in Congress, and they were ineligible to vote for the President of the United States. The citizens of Washington, D.C. were given the right to vote for their government only relatively recently. Citizens of Washington, D.C. were first eligible to vote for the President of the United States in the 1964 election. They didn't have a representative in Congress until 1970, and they didn't elect their own city officials until 1974. Please read the chapter on Washington, D.C. in your textbook and answer the questions at the end of the chapter before next class. I'll see you then.